Vaitern Shas Miriam Bava Basidav Chav Zayin Pigamon Chav Vavam Beis by the bottom of the page, a quarter of the way up, let's say, by the two dots. Amar Ula, we had said that a tree gets the roots of a tree get nourished within 16 amos. That's how far they get nourished from. Now we want to know where to get it from. Amar Ula says, if a person has a tree that's next to the border of his friend within 16 amos, then what's the din? Gazlan, who? This guy's a Gazlan. Rashi says, because it's nourishing, it's getting its nourishment, it's nourishing from his friend's field. You don't bring Bikurim from it. Rashi says, you bring your first fruits to the Kohen. But if it's in such a case here, it's being yonek, it's a theft. So therefore, the pasuk says it's got to be from Arzecha, it's not from Arzecha. Minale lula, how did you get this idea of 16 amos? Well, let's take a look. Eli, maybe the Tanai would say that comes from a Mishnah which is found in Shavias. We know there's halacha that you're not allowed to work the land on Shemitah. But even Erev Shemitah, you're not allowed to work the land if it's going to be something which is for Shemitah. If it's something you're working the land in the 6th year for immediate use, that's okay. But if it's for something that's going to be for Shemitah, it's a problem. So now the Mishnah says, in Shavias, Esen Netiyos Mufazar Spetzal Pesah, if you have 10 Netiyos, 10 saplings, little trees that are spread out equally throughout a base saw, then I'll explain that in just a minute. Chosh and kol base saw b'shvil and Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to do it up until Rosh Hashanah. You don't have to wait to stop early. You can do it to Rosh Hashanah. Rashi explains. Esenisus b'fzars base saw la'arkul l'rachba kula m'shavah yon kos mikol base saw. It's to the width and the length of it, and it's being yonik from the kol base saw. V'kulam tzarich lahem and all of them need it. Umuter l'chosh erev shvius ad Rosh Hashanah shalach l'mashim v'sina. You could go and do it until Rosh Hashanah. Shalach l'mashim v'sina. Ubase saw. How much is a base saw? Chamisham amal. It's 50 amos or 50 amos comes out to 2,500 amos squared. 2,500 square amos. Pardon me. Shechatzar mishkan kari beisa saim v'humeya al chamishim, and this is beisa, so it comes up to 50 by 50. So that you can do until Rosh Hashanah itself, because it's going to be impacting the thing immediately. Now, kama havalu, how many square amos has come out to beisa? Trei alfin v'chamish mea v'garmida, comes up to 2,500 square amos. Right, Rashi says, Shari Yish Khan 50. Let me finish this sentence. L'kol chad v'chad kama matileh. How much does each one of these trees end up getting? Masim chamishim, 250. Now Rashi goes and explains this. What does this mean? Kama havi luhu beisa ki ava luhu ritzua sha'ama rochav. Says Rashi, Shari Yish Khan 50 of nun ritzuos, 50 ritzuos shal chamishim ama, 50 strips of Yish Khan shal chamishim ama. 50 amos for notos. It doesn't say notos. The olos la'alpayim mechamesh meos ama. It comes out to 2,500 amos. Cholikos on la'aser lilanos. Split up to 10 trees. Tim zetsir of karko unikos kol ilan vino. Comes out each one of them is vena kol masan mechamishim ama. 250 amos. Orech ba'amar rochav. It comes out 250 amos. It come the that if you break it down, then you have. It comes out to 250 by one amma that each one's getting. Says the Gemara, but that's nice. It's a nice idea, but halo havi hudula. That's not what Ula said. Ula said it's got to be 16 ammas to 16 ammas. What you're doing over here is like, it comes out to a total of 250 square ammas, but the way he's doing it, it's going to come out to 1,024, 16 by 16. So where are you going to get Ula from? Ela of element tanana must become from the following Mishnah, which is also in Shavias. It says, shloshi lonis or shloshi b'nei. Let's say you have three trees that belong to three different people that are planted in the Beis Ah. Hari Elum et Starf, and they all join forces together. V'chorshin beep. The Chorshin Kol Beis Saw Bishvilan, turn the page. Chav Zayin Amav Beis Saw Bishvilan, and you can now do Charisha on them, because this goes back to the same halachas. You're not allowed to go ahead and work the fields even in the 6th year, the year before Shemitah. You're only allowed to do it until Pesach. But when it comes to a kerem, when it comes to an orchard, you can do it until Shavuos, which is even later. So the Mishnah is telling us that if you have three trees that are spread out within the area of a Beisah, then they make an orchard, and the entire thing can be plowed until Shemitah, even if they're only three different people. Wawa wewa. So they're saying, Arei Elum Mitzar from Vachoshin Kol, Beep Turn, Bezigan, Beisah, Bishvilan. Says Rashi Akadosh Alam Arochav. Right, so we learn from this Mishnah the three trees get the the yonig from an entire beisa. And akama havalu, how many square amos are in the beisa? Trialfa v'chemisha v'gamim, it comes to 2,500 amos, square amos. L'chol chad kama motile, how much does each one of them walk out with? Tam nimeo t'losin t'losa v'tilsa, 833 and a third square ama. Oh, so there you go. Says Gemara, what? But we just said, akati nefishe le the ula. Ula is still going to be bigger because he would say you need 1,024. 16 by 16 is 1,024. For those mathematicians, why is it coming out that it's 1,024, right? 16 times 16 is not 1,024. But imagine you put a point in the middle of a square, and you draw a square and put a point right in the middle, and you go 16 in every direction. So you have 16 to the left, 16 to the right, 16 up, 16 down. So then it comes out to be that it's 32 from top to bottom and from left to right. So it's really 32 times 32, because remember, wherever the tree is, it goes 16 almost north, 16 south, 16 east, 16 west, in terms of its growth and everything between, north, northeast, north, northwest, et cetera, like a whole circle around it. So it comes out that it's 32 by 32, which means that it's really 1,024. So how, this number doesn't work either because it's coming out to 833 and a third. What's going on? Says Gemara, lo dak. Ula wasn't dak in his measurement. He's giving a be'erech. Rash says, lo dak ula, lo dikdek kol kach, hol v'kar of the shir zev, kamar, v'lo ich b'sleik. Comes out to that amount, approximately, you know, so instead of 32 on all sides, it's 29 on all time on all sides. And, right, it comes out to 16 amos, because it comes out in total, it's 14 and a half amos, or 14 and a half amos on each side, going up north, down, south, right, etc. So the whole number comes up to 16. So it's going, hold on. Amar d'amin lodak, when could you, someone's not being specific or not being precise. We saw this in Gemara way back in Sukkot, remember, Daf Zion or Ches or whatever it is, Tess, that area. So Amar d'amin lodak, when can you say not being dak? L'chumer, only when being machmir. Right, lakula lodak miyamrinan. Can we say that he's being lodak in a way that's ending up being a kula over here? Right, he's saying that you don't have to bring bikurim on any tree that's within that's within 16 amos of a nearest field. But if you're saying that, that's not true because it's not being yonik anymore over there, and now you're being mekul and you're not being bikurim anymore. Right, 14 and a half is where it is. So if the guy's within 16, but not within 14 and a half, if I'm 15 away, then of course I'm going to bring bikurim, even though the 16th is in there. So what do you mean? It says Gemara, mi savar the birbuah kaminim. What do you think, that the area that the tree is nourished is a square? Be igula karminan. It gets nourished through a igula. Rashi shekol svivos yonek sheish tzrei. Like we said, remember what I said, it's a circle around it. So it ends up being that 16 amos all around the circle. You know, draw a circle that goes all around one point. Draw out 16 amos and make a circle around. V'hanu begula v'ilu b'yirbua nimsa kenegan halachson yosem sheish tzrei ama. If it would be a ribua, if it would be a square, then it's going to end up being more than that, right? When you get out to those corners over there. So the Gemara says, okay, Michti, let's break it down. Kama maruba yoser aligo. How much is a square more than a circle? Like if you draw a circle and you do a square around it, how much more is it? Revia ends up being one quarter more. So the area of the circle from a tree that gets nourished, according to Ula, is one quarter less than 1,024. And that comes out, we take off that amount, Pashuluhu, Shva Me'av Vishita Mitmane, 1,024, which is 632 times 32, minus the quarter of that comes out to minus 256, one quarter of 1024, it comes out to 768 square amos. And there it ends up being that it's now less. Says Gemara, Akati, Pashle Palga Udamsa, there's still remaining one half amma that's off in the calculation. Between what Ula is saying and what the Mishnah is saying. According to the Mishnah, it's getting from an area of 833 and a third square amos. A circle with that area comes at a radius of 16 and one half amma. I encourage you to get a pen and paper, a calculator, and maybe a mathematician and do the Rashi next to us here, but I'm going to go weiter. It says, Gemara, Hainu de lo dak. And that's what it means, that it wasn't dak. Ulechumer lo dak. And he's being more, and his lodak is coming out to be a chumrah, right? So according to the Mishnah, a tree that's within 16 and a half amos of the border should be putter from bikurim. And he says 16. So therefore, you can come out that that's where he's getting his measurements from. Okay, so we had said so far is that Ula tried to tell us that if you come within 16 amos, that is going to be putter from bringing Bikurim. Now the Gemara is going to try to knock that off. Toshima, wa, 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 wa. But let's take a look. From Mishnah found the Bikurim. Hakoni Ilan Vikarko. Someone who buys a tree and he buys the land that comes along with that tree. Mevi Vikore. He brings Bikurim from these fruits. And also he says all the Pesukim. Because we know there's a bunch of Pesukim that you say when you go and you bring Bikurim, my lav, kol shehu, doesn't this mean even somebody gets a small piece of land that's around that tree? And if so, that goes against what Ula said, because in this case, the roots obviously are going to the neighbor's field, and you still have to do it. Rashi says, chutz la'av of shal ilan l'kol tzad, right? Obviously, so it says, going lo, shisir ama. What it means is you bought at least 16 amas around the tree. And that's what it means. And that works beautifully with him. So Yud Vav Amma. Strange way of writing it, yeah. Toshima wa 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 wa. Let's try again another Mishnah Bikurim. Kanashnei Ilonis Bezal Shel Chaveru. If one bought two trees that are in his friend's property, and what does he do? Maybe Ve'enu Kari. He's got to bring Bikurim, but he doesn't say the psukim that come along with it because they actually own the land that the trees are getting their nourishment from. The fact that it says if you bought two trees that it doesn't work, ha-shlosha mi-vikuri, that's what's the mashmos, that if you guys three trees, he brings bikurim, and he also says a psukim. Rashi HaKadosh comes in, he tells us, ha-konish te-ilonis b'zuch shel-chaver mi-vikuri, la-kamantanan be-amokhes ha-sfina, we're going to see in that pay-alef, amokhes te-ilonis b'chaver, someone sells two trees to his friend, v'lo pirish lo karka, he doesn't, you know, separate from land, lo kana karka, didn't come with it, v'al kana shlosha kana karka, but three gets land, afal pi shalo pirish, even if it wasn't explicitly said, helkach gabi bikurim nami, shtei ilonos mevi ve'ino kore, the lo matzele meimer priya adama, asherasatili, ha'gemo, it implies if it's three, then what, the kana karka, mevi ve'kore, he goes and he actually reads, and he does bring the psukim also. My lav kol shu. What are we talking about over here? Where he bought, where it's a tiny amount. Therefore, he has to go and bring bikurim. So therefore, it's against what Ula says. It's more low. Hachanami sheishes fayama. It only means to say if he bought three with 16 amas around it. Toshima, let's try again. A mishnah peyar. Rabbi Akiva omer karka kol shu. Even a small amount, a tiny piece of land. Chayev bepeya uvi bikurim. Chayev peya bikurim. She says, oh, I peya ubikurim. Rashi says, ubividoi, en vidoi, lo garsina le masisam v'besachas peya, de in vidoi ele b'maiser, v'hu eino tali b'karka. Okay, interesting. Now, v'kosvin, a love prosbol, and you also write a prosbol. A prosbol we learned about is that if you owe me money and I don't write a prosbol, so then comes Shemitah and knocks it out. But if I write a prosbol, then it doesn't knock it out and it can only be done on karkas. So if it costs a love, prosbol, beep, turn the page. Chavs ayam abeis. V'nigdan iman nechassim shein le'machrayas. And nechassim, then metaltalin can be acquired with it. In other words, you buy the land, then you could have property that comes along with it. So now, we saw over there that you bring Bikurim, which goes against Ula, that says if it's in the 16 Amos, then it doesn't bring Bikurim. What do you do with that? Rashi says that Tam Bikidushin, that V'nikon Imam, Nechasim She'en Le'machrayas, Adav Chavav, it says Nechasim She'en Le'machrayas, Metaltalin or Niknam in Nechasim She'en Le'machrayas. Bekasib, Bishtar V'chazaka. So Metaltalin ain't Niknam El B'Mashiach. The only way you can acquire movable objects is by pulling it. V'karka Nikne, Bekasif, V'machel O'Karka, but if you sold Karka, U'metaltalin Yiched, Kivin, Chenosin, Demea Karka, O'masel O'Shtar, V'chir Karka, Hechzik B'Karka, Midas, Mocher, Nikta, Metaltalin, B'la Mashiach, it comes along without it. Katani Mia, Karka, Kolshehu, Chai, B'Bikurim, even a Karka with a little bit is going to be Chai, B'Bikurim, because Sakatak, B'Bikur, Ilani, comrades, and we think we're talking about B'Bikurim, the Ilan. Says Gemara, no, Hachmai, Eskinan, Bechite, we're talking about wheat. The idea of Bikurim applies to the Shivas Haminim, and therefore, only when it's dealing with trees that are within 16 amos, there's no Bikurim. But when it's dealing with chite, you're dealing with wheat, then you do. It says, Rashi Shekol Zayin Haminim Chayav Mibikurim. And we know the Zayin Haminim, wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olive, dates. Eretz chita usara, gevin utina virimon, eretz ishemen, eretz ishemen udevash. Right, if you can't remember that, then we've said in the past, what's bothering Gav Friedman? People off the derech. And that's the acronym. What's bothering? Wheat, barley, Gav Friedman, grapes, figs, people, pomegranates, olives, off, dates, derech. It's pomegranate, so it's wheat, barley, grapes, wheat, pomegranate. So if you want a song, wheat and barley, grapes and figs, pomegranates, olive days, wheat and barley, grapes and figs, pomegranates, olive days. Anyway, point is that it's talking about chite, so nice try. They can now, you can also learn that for the way we learn the Mishnah. They can tell you kol shu, because it says a kol shu, which means we're talking about chite over here, which can grow in a kol shu. But a tree can't grow in a kol shu. There's a whole huge amount. Shema amina, that's what we're talking about. Tashma, let's try again. Elon miksasa baritz miksasa bechutzlaaretz. You have a tree that part of it is in Eretz Yisrael and part of it is in chutzlaaretz. It's on the border of Eretz Yisrael, so it's on both sides. Tevel v'chulin me'orav and zebezeh. Its fruit is considered like tevel and it's considered like chulin. That's mixed up with one another because we know that the stuff only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Asha she'in somchin al habreira lachlok lechalko lechatzayim v'lomer shelatzada aretz chayavim. So it's out of chutz peturim. We're not going to go and split it up in a way that's only half of this and half of that, but rather, all the fruit is considered chetzi chetzi. It's a chulin merav and zebezeh. Divrei Rabbi Zeh gezokt Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lomer, hagadol b'chiyuv chayev, the fruit that grows in the area that is considered chayev of trumas and ma'asos, means inside of itself, so you chayev. Hagadol b'tor pater, but the one that parts in the pater is going to be pater. Now, ad kan lo pligi ela, what is a machlokas ela, damar sava yesh breira, that's Rav Shimon Gamliel, who's going to say that there is breira, which part's growing and which inside, which is out. Mar sava yesh breira, the one says we don't hold of breira. However, aval gadol b'ptor, divrei kol pater. If the entire tree was growing in the area that's pater, meaning outside of Eretz Yisrael, everyone's going to say that it's going to be pater. Even if the tree was within 16 amos, which goes against Ula, it says that a tree is affected by, you know, where it's getting its nourishment from. It says, Rashi, Shem ha'yo kol shrosha b'chutz la'aretz, pater v'afilo omira ilim b'self sheshesei ama la'aretz v'lo armina mina aretz yonok. We don't say that it came from it. Says, "Come on, my skin. What we're talking about? But mafsik tsumna. We have these huge rocks that are stopping it from going through. We saw earlier. Rashi says, "Be'emtsa shrashim, she'en shteid stad michom leinak zemizeh." Rot. So the two sides are not actually getting from one another. So the roots on each side of the border are not nourished from the other side. So if a tree was entirely outside of the land of Eretz Yisrael, and if a rock that's stopping its roots from crossing into Eretz Yisrael, then it's exempt from trumas and maisos. Because in that case, right, we wouldn't apply ula. In fact, if that's really true, my time of the Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe? If the tree is really split on the ground, then we should say that each section above the ground should be looked at as two individual separate things. So why does he not do that? And for the Gemara, the Hadre Arve, because the stuff that it's getting yonig from gets mixed up in the trunk of the tree. And therefore, it looks like it's considered one thing. Rashi says, "Ilan nasa echad l'mayla ba'aviv." Right, and this thickness above, it becomes like one zach. Okay, let's look again. This machlokas over here. My kamifni. What are they arguing? Mar saver avira mebalbel. One says, meaning Rebbe, he says that the trunk mixes together all of the nutrients coming into it. And therefore, it's looked at one thing and all the fruit that it produced on both sides. So mar saver hay l'chudei koi v'hay l'chudei koi. These are individually separate things in Gansen. Now, v'sheish say am of Azulo. Let's go into this idea. Now, you want to say it only goes and the roots go only 60 amas and no more. V'atanam, we looked in a Mishnah earlier in Daf Chavei. Marchikin is a ilan min abor asim chamisham. It's going to be 25 amos. Amar baye mezal tuvazli. The roots go far up to 25 amos. Achushe lo machashi ela ad sheish say amos. But they only pull out and weaken the ground, meaning pulling out the nutrients, within 16 amos. So Rashi says, "Achshushe melchashi besade chaveru ela etshisrei only up to 16." Hekach tvei melchi lo gazan lav gazan lo. It's not considered like a gazan. Tvei lo melchashi, but beyond that, it doesn't weaken it anymore, and that's why it's not a problem. Ki yasir avdimi amar avdimi came and he said, "Boy mini reish lakas be'ab Yochanan." What's it then? It comes to Bikurim with a tree that's in 16 amos of a friend's land. He's a Gazan, doesn't bring Bikurim. This is if it's within 16 amos. He came and he said, you have a tree that's right next to the friend's boundary, obviously within 16 amos, or the branches of the tree go over to this property. Maybe Vikari, he brings Bikurim from this, and he also says the Psukim. And we don't care that it went into somebody's property. Sha'al menas kein hincha Yoshua Yisrael, because for that and condition for this, that it'd be allowed to be done, Yoshua gave the Yidden their Yerusha and Eretz Yisrael. So after everything we said, we have this version that says, even if it's going into the land, still it can be done because Yeshua set up the land in a way that that's how it should be okay and should be able to be done.
All right. Vaitu zok denex heilige Mishnah.
Ilan shunot alistei chaveiro. Let's say there's a tree that's leaning over into his friend's field. Kotis belomar dea al gabea mecharisha. The neighbor can go and cut off the branches to let there to be this tool that's used to get the animals to plow over the plow. Then he can cut it to the height that's necessary for someone's bringing the plow to go under it and lift up his stick that he's using in order to plow to get the ox to go and move. And we're dealing with a carob or a sycamore that they're very thick. He can cut all of these branches that's hanging over the border, and they do it like equally. It's a, what is a mashkola? Rashi says is a chut hamar chulin shabonin choma. The people who build these walls, they'd make these the string that attached to it a mishkola shel aver. It's like this lead piece that like kind of like swung across, and that's how you go. You can cut it. Beis hashlachin. Let's say it's a field, which is a beis hashlachin, irrigated field. Rashi says a field einu char v'shikma kotz. It's connected to mashkola hatzel ural. Beis hashlachin is bad for it. Kol ilan can make a mashkola. You can cut the branches of all the trees along that line. Abba Shalomer, call Elon Srak, can I get a mishkolet? The Elon Srak, which is, they don't have any tree, they don't bear any fruits. You can cut it along the whole line of that. It's known as a plumb line, right? This thing that would swing back and forth. Ibarlu, Frankly Gamar, Abba Shal, Aresha Koi, or Asifa Koi. Abba Shal, is he talking about a regular field, or he's talking about one which is an irrigated field? Tashma, the time within a brisa, bisa shlach, an irrigated field. Abba shalom, or kol ilan kenegam mishkolas, the entire tree along the plumb line, mipnei shatzel, rala bisa shlachim, because it's bad for the bisa shlachim to have that sail over there. Shmamina, areshakai. So you, shmamina, areshakai, we learn from the brisa that when he's arguing with the Tanakama, he's talking about the first case of the Mishnah, which is talking about a regular field. Shmamina. Amaravashi Masisa Nami Deku can even learn that from the Mishnah itself to Gitani Kolilan Tzrak, because the Mishnah says Abba Shaul is saying that Kolilan Tzrak, any barren tree, can be cut along the plumb line. Iamar Bishlama Risha Kai, if you want to say he's talking about the Risha, Hainu to Gitani Kolilan. So he says all trees, which means he's saying all of them. More than what the Tanakhama says, it's only a Kruv or a Shikma. Eli Iamar the Seva guy, he says going on the Seva, Ilan Tzrak me by Elay. Then he should have said Ilan Tzrak can be cut along it. Instead of saying all trees, why do you say all? El alav shmamina, Reisha Koi is going on the Reisha shmamina. That makes beautiful, perfect sense. This is like the last Mishnah in the Perek. It's like the Heilige Mishnah. Ilan shum nota l'risha sarabim. If let's see if the branches of a tree are going to risha sarabim, kotis kadeshe gamal over verochol. You can cut it enough that a camel can walk by. Rashi says, men enough ametachtonos. Kedeshi Gamal over Tachas Elyonos, enough that the camel can go and pass under it. Rabbi Huda says, Gamal Taon Pishtan Ochavile Zmoros. You can cut away enough that it's not just the camel itself, but that he's carrying on it flax or Chavile bundles of Zmoros of sticks. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Ha'ilan kenegam miskolos, any trees, branches going over it can be cut along the plumb line, ripnei tuma, because of tuma. You notice the entire overhanging portion to be cut away so that no branches are going to stick out to Rishis Rabim. Otherwise, a person walking under it might become tamei, and we're going to see exactly what that means. Says Rashi, Mefarish B'Gemara. Zok the Gemara, man tana de benizakin baser umdana de hashta zinin. Who is the tana of a Mishnah? Because we know the Mishnah says you can cut the branches that they don't interfere with people, you know, walking by, but doesn't allow the cut off that they're never going to come back. So who is the tana of a Mishnah that holds in reference to maybe things are going to damage that we go according to right now and we don't look into the future? Says Rashi to Katani, Kotzis men anafim, Kedei she gamal over v'rochvav arei chosrin v'gadelim lachizman. It's going to come back. And for the Gemara, Amir Shlokish, Machlokish Shnuya, this is Machlokish, Rabbi Eliezer here. And it's going to be Eliezer. The time we looked at the Mishnah coming of Samach later on. Ein osen chalal tachas Rishus Arabim bo sichim aros. You can't make a hole underneath a Rishus Arabim or pits or ditches or vaults, because it can cause a street that's above them to fall in. making a sinkhole over there. And Rebbe Elazar says, no, it's mutter to do it, right? So even someone who's going to cover the hole in a way that with some sort of roof, you can't do it because maybe it's going to fall away in the future. Rebbe Elazar Matir, he lets it happen because they should take agalam, alechas, utun, avanim. As long as it's strong enough, this cover is strong enough to hold a wagon that's filled with stones to travel over it, even though maybe eventually it's going to be a problem. Right now it's okay, and that's Rebbe Eliezer. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Filu Tim Rabbanan, you could even say that the Chacham who argue with Rabbi Eliezer is our Mishnah, because Hasam Zimnan Demifchis V'lo Avadaiti. There, in the case of digging underneath the street, the roof can sometimes deteriorate, and you're not going to even know about it, because it's underground, therefore you have to be careful about the future. Avalachim over here with the branches are hanging over, Kamakama Kokayitzle. As each one goes back, you know you can cut it down, therefore not worried about what's going to happen in the future. Rashi says, Kol Anaf Shiyaktim, Kol Anaf Anaf Shiyaktim, Yitzmiach, Yikatzitano. You know you cut it down. Next part of Mishnah, Behuda Omer Gamal Ton Pishon Chavili Zimoros. It's going to be big enough that he can go ahead and carry even the stuff and go under it. Yibar Leho Shiur Rabbi Yehuda Nafis. Oh, Dilma Shiur the Rabbanan Nafis. Is Rabbi Yehuda saying it's going higher when it's filled with stuff on it? Or maybe the Chachamim, the height of the camel, is greater. Obviously, the Rabbanan's ones are bigger. What would the rabbis do when Yehuda's amount was necessary in order to go? In other words, when you have the stuff on it, Rashi says, "Kishiyava gamal ton pishtan heichaver." How would he pass? It must be that they're talking about a higher shear. I velamai shear Rabbanan Nafish. You want to say they're greater? Rabbi Yehuda shear the Rabbanan my Ovid. So what's Rabbi Yehuda going to do with his shear? Right, when a person's on a camel, how's he gonna survive there? He's gonna hit his head, right? Efshar the gachim v'chalav tusei. No, he can just bend underneath his branches, and therefore that's not an issue, even if it ends up being taller than the thing that's filled with goods. Rabbi Shimon Omer Kol Yilin Kenei Gedim Mishkalos Mepnei Atoma. He says any tree that can be cut along the plumb line because of Toma Tana Mepnei Oel Atoma, because of the oil of Toma, it's creating an oil. Rashi says Shema Yipol Kezayis Mace Eitzal Ilan. Maybe a Kezayis Mace is going to fall there. Vareya Nothim Arukim Maalin Alav, and it's going to be Oel make a tent over it. Val over Yadrachim Mevian Aleim Esatome. They're going to make him Tome. Pshita says Gemara, and for the Gemara Pshita Mipnei Toma Tanan, because it says because of Toma. So obviously that's the type of Toma we're talking about. Now even Snisan Havamin, I would have thought Dima Maisi Orev Toma Veshadi Hasam. Maybe a crow is going to come and bring something tummy and throw it on the branches, and it's going to get stuck over there. And somebody goes underneath, it's going to become tummy. V'sagi b'dachlule ba'alma. And that's our issue. It'd be enough to just thin out the branches so that nothing can get stuck there. Kamash Milan is coming to tell you that you have to be worried about the fact that they're going to make an ohel and not about the stuff that's getting stuck over there. Hadron Allah lo yachpor. Ay, nalalalai, ay, nalalalai, oh, might as well finish the second parak. Oh, Mesechus Bav Basa, we said Hadron Allah lo yachpor. So let's go into it quickly. Look back on Daf. Yod Zayin lo yachpor adam bor samach labor shel chavero. We are now Yotze Zion. Okay, my friends, Miles to finish the second parak, and Biz Hashem will continue with the third parak next time. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.